This is a HeadGum Original.
All right, we're back, baby. Back on a Thursday.
Thursday.
In the club going up.
On a Thursday. Yeah.
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 It's fun.
Okay, barkeep, I'll have a margarita and a hot toddy, and I'll be grinding with a bay on the dance floor. Oh, you struck me.
A hot toddy on the dance floor. Can I get a mulled wine for my lady? And let's do shots. Yeah.
little sips as you're fucking fist pumping. Careful. Careful, don't dance into me. This is scalding! Ah!
You're grinding in a cabin. It's February 9th here in upstate New York.
You're in an igloo.
There's whipped cream. Actually, this test is kind of cool, not unlike clubbing. I found an exam. Well, I was able to actually cobble together little quizzes to sort of call it an exam.
Interesting.
Because I wanted to give you something that would let you shine without necessarily boring the audience. So, like, I know you're into hot rods, but, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you about a carburetor or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, I've been building a hot rod in my garage.
Yeah, it also can't be, like, you know, visual. Like, I can show you a fucking chassis from a 57 Chevy.
Right, and I would
you
get that
call it
all
instantly.
Day.
Yeah.
Continental Mark II 1956. Very nice. Very choice.
You can tell
the elegant
by the
curve on an Edsel.
Carburetor.
Come on.
So this is a porn quiz.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. That's going to really make me look good to everybody when I know I'm going to have to, I feel like I'm going to have to pretend to be stumped every once in a while.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's a quiz that, like, it's kind of a checkmate, because if you do poorly, it's kind of sad. But if you do awesome, it's also kind of sad a little bit, too.
Yeah, right. I just have to do fine. And it has to be, like, all things that I learned through porn in pop culture.
Right.
Not trolling Pornhub in the wee hours.
Before we get into the questions, I guess I wanted to ask you about your porn history. If you were to chart it over time, when do you think you were the most into it, and how have you been doing lately? Was the pandemic a hit or a boon?
You know, the pandemic was tough because for a while the studios weren't making new porn. I don't know at what stage porn opened.
I thought you were gonna say
that
it was tough because our studio is closed.
No,
couldn't sort of go into one of our side offices and, you know,
crank one out. Yeah. When was I most into porn? I don't know. It feels like it's kind of always been the same.
Steady as she goes. When you first discovered it, you haven't gone up or down much ever since.
Yeah, really. No, it feels like I've always been obsessed ever since the first time I came, and it's never stopped.
That's nice. That's actually beautiful. You can almost say that your most long-lasting, committed, healthy relationship is that between you.
Me and Eva Lovia.
And well. all right. Should we get into it?
Yeah. I suppose so. Why not?
Some warm-up questions just to get us in the groove/flow.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, porn is nothing without its abbreviations. You're going to want to search these terms, but you don't want to type it all out. You have some J&O to do. Even J&O is an acronym.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Who has the time? So a lot of these search terms have, you know, quick abbreviated versions of themselves. For example, BBW stands for what?
Big Beautiful Woman.
That's good. That's correct. I was going to give you some answer choices, but
oh,
why waste the time?
Yeah. I see. Got it.
A few of these seem kind of random/obscure to me, but maybe they're not. Do you know what BB stands for? Just BB?
BB. Big boobs?
I'll give you the option. Okay. I had never heard of this one either. So there's blonde on brunette, ball bouncing, big and beautiful, or bareback.
Ooh. Let's go ball bouncing.
No, according to BuzzFeed, it's bareback. I'm not really sure what a bareback is in terms of porn.
Is that no condom? I think that's usually what bareback means, isn't it?
Yeah, BB. I guess so.
Interesting.
What about DP?
Double penetration.
Yeah, that one's a classic.
I don't need the choices there. You basically, need the choices, I'll get it wrong.
All right, here's another term. It's not an acronym, but do you know what a glory hole is?
Of course.
Let me know if you need the answer choices.
I don't need the answer choices. Yeah, it's a hole in the wall that you put your cock through and someone sucks it or fucks it. It's not that hard. You can kind of infer what it is from the glory aspect of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about we're going on set? Do you know what a fluffer is?
Yeah, that's I don't think those are real anymore, or I don't know if they ever were. But it was someone whose job it was to keep the male porn star hard in between takes.
Yeah, which is very funny. Which job. Was, yeah, He's having I, that's sex what I with it, a porn star. And what's the fluffer gonna do?
Just have to give him a handy on the side. That was what my I wanted that to be my first job, but instead I got an internship at College Humor.
Wow, Ricky kind of saved your life
or ruined it, depending on how you look at it.
Here's a term I had not heard before. Let's see if you have. Do you know what sounding is? Sounding. Yeah.
I guess I'm gonna need the terms. So I don't. Yeah,
I'll give you a lifeline here.
Right.
It's the technical term for grunting or rough massaging. Or a sound effect added after the shoot, or when something is inserted into a man's urethra.
Ooh. Because I know, based from my other passion, which is Napoleonic era British naval warfare novels, sounding the well is when you would take, you would basically drop something into the bottom of the ship, and if you could hear the thud, it would mean that it was it wasn't sinking, or it wasn't taking water, or something along those lines. So I'm going to go with the penetrating the urethra thing, because it kind of seems like sounding a ship.
That is correct. Wow. I mean, combining your two hobbies like that was really advanced.
Just like jerking off in historical fiction, that's my shit.
You should write porn that takes place on some sort of sea vessel in the 1700s or something.
That would be perfect for me.
Were there any women on those ships, or that's a pure man-dominated society?
There were women on the ships, but it was only because some captains liked to travel with their families. Sometimes the women would be transported from a port in Portsmouth to Lisbon, so the carpenter's wife, the gunner's wife, they would come on that type of thing. Sometimes they'd watch the children, because there were young boys on the ships. Anyway,
really sweet. What's ATM?
Ass to mouth.
Yes, dude. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's right.
Absolutely. That's right. Ass to fucking,
mouth. Yeah. No, sometimes boys as young as six would be little midshipmen and joining the ranks of flag officer, admiral of the fleet. Pretty cool to be
it's nice to,
a young reefer be able to surround in the mizzen top. just watching the waves day by day.
A deckhand, as it were. Get your Adriatic sea legs sea. Mm-hmm. A little early, and then sort of move up the ranks from there.
Very nice.
How would you describe a cream pie?
Oh, that's when you nut in the badge, man. God damn, I hate myself. That is, it's orgasming inside somebody in porn.
Your two hobbies are porn and port. So
it's P-O-R sort of something.
Here's a word I didn't know what it meant. Let's see if you do. Tribbing, T-R-I-B-B-I-N-G. Have you ever heard of that one?
Tribbing. I feel like I have seen that, but I'm going to need the choices to confirm.
sex while wearing earplugs.
Weird.
Penetrating with everyday objects.
Mm.
Scissoring.
Mm.
Or sex with a condom.
Ooh. Let's go penetrating with everyday objects.
Unfortunately, according to this BuzzFeed quiz, tribbing is scissoring.
Hmm. Cool.
Have you heard about a spinner? What's a spinner in porn?
Oh, I think that's just a really small girl, I think.
That's correct. Yes. No answer choices needed. A very small woman.
Mm.
I guess the thinking there is that you can, you know, spinner.
Yeah, that is. That's not my fetish, but it's a popular one. I see it a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like, yeah, you can use context clues to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what DVDA is?
DVDA. Double vaginal, double anal or something.
That's correct. Yes. The D stand for double and the V and the A, well, you know, obviously stands for vagina and ass. Indeed.
Right.
It's kind of almost like a theoretical idea more than an actual thing.
Interesting. What is, yeah, wait, what is it, like, what could it, what does that mean to be?
Like two and two going on in each hole at the same time.
Oh my God.
It's almost like,
that's,
yeah.
Really?
It's like absolute zero. It exists only in theory.
Hard to imagine.
Yes. all right, we got some more, but let's take a break, come back,
ugh,
and see if Jake can figure out what the rest of these terms stand for.
Yeah.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
Mm-hmm. You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly Right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay, quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. Rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
All right, we're back. Here's one I hadn't heard of before, but I saw in multiple quizzes. What is gonzo?
Gonzo is, I think it's just, it's like the way the porn is shot, almost like amateur-ish. It looks like a skate video.
That's, yes, a type of pornography in which the camera is acknowledged, mm-hmm, and often used by the actors to make the viewer feel like they're part of the scene.
Right, and that,
like
that's...
like gonzo, yeah, journalism. Right.
That's my shit. That POV shit.
But do you ever search gonzo, or you just, you've seen it so much that it's sort of the keywords have entered your subconscious?
I guess I don't usually call it gonzo. I would search POV, but also I feel like my browser knows me and so much, and the hubs, they know me so well that I don't really have to seek that shit out anymore. It's delivered.
And it is earned. I board this tiny porno ship on the deck of he.
Farewell and adieu, you fair Spanish ladies.
What would you call, or actually I should say, how would you describe a veggie scene? A veggie scene.
I mean,
and I'm not just talking about the crudité they serve before everyone arrives on,
right,
set.
Yeah, what's crafty on a Brazzers set? Just a couple
veggie scene.
I guess I just imagine it's penetration with carrots and cucumbers, corn and the like.
Yeah, that's close, but it's actually, according to this at least, an all-girl scene, aka no meat.
Oh, I see. Cool. Nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
No meat in a veggie scene.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of, I mean, some of these have got to be fake, a three-eyed turtle?
Three-eyed turtle.
Yeah.
Let's just guess that it's a dick that previously had a Prince Albert piercing that was removed. So it then has three little holes in the urethra area.
No, this one is a, it's filling all the orifices of a female by putting fingers in different holes. And I guess it resembles that of a three-eyed turtle. Again,
interesting.
It seems pretty niche.
Yeah,
I had not heard that one.
Same.
It's not quite on the same level as DP or gonzo, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right, switching gears.
Right.
I wanted to figure out some sort of lightning round situation. So I looked up a list of the top grossing porn stars of all time.
Of all time.
It's a list of 10.
Okay.
It goes up to 14. Do you think you can name, let's say, half of these 14 people, highest grossing porn stars of all time? Some men, some women.
Oh, see, it's going to be tough because I feel like all time goes a little before my heyday. Like, I'd be better at amateur porn stars, but I'll give it a shot. I will give it a shot. Highest, well,
okay,
let's put Jenna Jameson on there.
She's absolutely number one net worth, according to, you know, this reputable source of scoopwhoop.com, yeah, of 30 million. So Jenna Jameson,
that's good,
numero uno.
And since we're talking about male porn stars, it feels like it doesn't, like, I think Ron Jeremy's on there, but he blew all of the money because I saw him once in Burbank carrying all of his stuff in a plastic shopping bag. So I feel like he doesn't have the funds now, but let's say Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, number seven. He did, nice, indeed blow all of his, according to Scoop Whoop, $7.5 million net worth.
Okay.
Have you ever actually seen, like, I know about Ron Jeremy, but have you ever actually seen a porn with Ron Jeremy in it? Or just almost like...
Yeah.
a myth, a 70s porn that you've never seen?
I think I've seen one because I like sought it out for that reason. I was like, I should see a Ron Jeremy porn. That's, it's weird to not.
Yeah.
Damn. What are some other really...
All-timers.
All-timers. Yeah. It's... I'm trying to think of like the Ginger Lynn.
Ginger Lynn is not on this list, but another GI name is.
Another GI.
Yeah.
Another GI.
A GIA.
Oh, like Gianna? You're talking about Gianna Michaels.
Yeah. That's right. Gianna Michaels is 13th. I guess she's appeared in over 500 porn films, net worth $4 million. Gianna Michaels. Shout out to Gianna.
Interesting. I really don't buy any of this, these.
These numbers.
No, I don't. But let's...
I will say there's a man above Ron Jeremy.
Oh, is it Peter North?
It is Peter North. Very good. Number three on your list. So you got number one, Jenna Jameson. Number three, Peter North. Number two is somebody I'd never heard of. But I guess she started in the 90s.
Right, so it'd be somebody like Tara Patrick.
That is not correct. Very good. Wait, number two, Tara Patrick.
It's Tara Patrick? Very good. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Very interesting.
Good job. Absolutely savage. So you got the top three. The rest are a little obscure. Yeah.
Give me some hint on like number four.
Okay, number four is... I had heard of this person's name. She was sort of... 70s, 80s porn star.
Oh.
Red hair.
This is who I was trying to come up with when I said Ginger Lynn. Maybe I was wrong. What's her name?
Yeah. Her initials are TL.
TL. No idea. Yeah. No idea.
Tracy?
No, still don't know.
Tracy Lords at number four.
Tracy Lords. Okay.
Yeah, I guess one of the Mount Rushmore first one. Another lady's nickname, whose initials are JJ.
And that's not Jenna Jameson.
She seems to be...
That's...
Yeah, not Jenna Jameson. But it seems like she was named trying to fool people into searching for Jenna Jameson. But it was actually Jessie Jane. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, Jessie Jane. Yeah. There's also someone named Jessie James, I think. But Jessie Jane, I think I've heard of it, but I'm not entirely sure.
And then
sure.
There's just a series of names that sound familiar that I've never heard of. Sasha Gray.
Of course, Sasha Gray. Yeah, she was on Entourage.
Jenna Hayes.
Yep, I know Jenna Hayes. Yeah, totally. Something, there's some like super famous MILF lady that I forget. It's not Tara Lynn. It's something like that.
Well, there's a Katie Morgan on here, if you've ever heard of that.
I don't think so.
Brie Olson?
Yeah, big time. I think Brie Olson dated Charlie Sheen at one point.
That sounds about right. And then there's a Japanese actress on here who started off...
Asia Akira.
not Asia Akira, but I do like appreciate the enthusiasm. Somebody named Maria Takagi.
I don't think I know Maria Takagi. I mean, we're not even talking about the Japanese porn world, where I'm sure like there's much bigger stars, or yes, like the Bundesliga, true. German porn. I don't know. Yeah, it's a very American-centric list.
It really is, which is why I found yet another list for you, which might be more up your alley.
Nice.
I figured that one was a little too historical leaning, so I also found. On a porn site, mind you, the list of the hottest American porn stars of 2020. There's 23 names on here.
I see.
The list of 23 porn stars that are hot right now.
That's cool.
We're not talking about the fucking Michael Jordans. We're talking about the Giannis, the Lucas,
that's good.
Kevin Durant.
That's good shit.
Who's hot now? And I want to see how many you can rattle off on this list.
Okay.
But first, let's take a break and we'll come back.
Nice.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker, kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix Sleep Quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
All right, Jake, here we go. 20, top 20 hottest porn stars right now. And of course, they couldn't limit the list to 20. There's 23 names on here.
Yeah, all right.
Let's see how many you can rattle off.
I feel like Riley Reid is going to be towards the top of the list. It's going to be a Riley Reid. It's going to be an Abella Danger.
Whoa, slow down, buddy.
Okay.
Let's relax. Okay. We want to sip on this cocktail and not take shots.
Is Riley Reid on there?
Riley Reid is number 8.
Number 8.
Great job.
Isabella Danger on there. I'll be sipping this hot toddy as fast as I want.
I thought you said Isabella Danger, no. And I couldn't find an Isabella. But you better believe Abella Danger is third on this list.
Third on the list.
So two top tens,
Mia Malkova has to be on there. I'm just wondering how high up she is. Could she be...
Our co-star Mia Malkova, star of Lonely and Horny Season 2, is indeed on this list. Good job, Mia.
She should be number two, but...
How did we get Mia Malkova to appear in a Lonely and Horny episode? Do you remember that?
I think Jillian Jesk and Alex Kerna, the producers, just straight up went out to porn star agents. I think that they asked me for a list. I said...
Not unlike right now.
Yeah, I said my favorite porn star at the time... Mia Malkova, and next thing we knew, we were shooting with her, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
I was not nervous about any day on Lonely and Horny except for that one, and I felt like it showed, and I think she thought I was a bad director, which really hurt.
Well, we should say that we shot a porn with her. That was the episode.
Right.
So it's just Ruby Jade, sort of 21 minutes of unsimulated penetration.
DADV, actually.
Well. No, it was my character was watching a VR porn, and so we needed a girl to just sort of stare into camera and, talk these guys off. Mm-hmm.
And she absolutely killed it because it was right in her wheelhouse. It's
right. She's done this stuff before, right?
Right. She has done like we did one of those like it was a we pretended to be shooting a VR porn. So like we were cutting back and forth from like the VR porn that was going on in your goggles and like you sitting in your house. It was great. It was a very funny scene.
Yeah. And why do you think she thought you were a bad director?
I guess because I was just always unsure. Everything I said, I was like, I was just stuttering and fumbling. Like I knew what I wanted to get, but I was constantly shy. So I wasn't very direct.
Do you think you'd be able to direct a porn if necessary? If Mia was like, that guy was really good, can he direct my next video?
Right.
Or would that be too much pressure?
It would be too much pressure because I wouldn't know how to do it. I think I would be, with comedy, I know to be like, let's try it this way. Let's get it this way. Let's see this angle. Let's get this coverage. And for porn, I feel like I would just constantly be like, I don't want to step, you guys are having sex. I don't want to intrude.
be too passive.
Right. Yeah. Do whatever you guys want.
Honestly, you guys are the stars.
Yeah. I'll shoot this voyeur style and just leave the camera here. Anyways, Brandy Love on that list. Is Eva Lovia on that list? Is Kenzie Reeves on that list?
You gotta slow down. Yeah. I need to fucking search. What's the order of things?
Brandy Love.
No.
Okay. Well, she should.
Brandy Love's not.
She should be. And Eva Lovia, my favorite.
how do you spell Eva? Just EVA?
Yeah.
Nope. Not on here.
That's fucking has to be incorrect. Interesting. Very interesting. Let's go Mia Khalifa, who doesn't do porn anymore, but is still famous.
Yeah, I guess she's not active enough to make the list, unfortunately. We're looking for active porn stars. You haven't gotten number one or number two, I should say.
It's tough because they're not.
I guess it's very segmented. Like everyone's got their personal favorites. It's tough to say which ones are.
I like the more niche amateur style. But let's go ahead and say Nicole Aniston.
Number five is Nicole Aniston. Good job.
Number five, staying alive. Let's think. Is a Lana Rhodes up there?
You just got number one.
There we go.
You sunk my battleship.
There we go.
Lana Rhodes, number one porn star. Does that shock you, or does that sort of make sense for you?
It makes sense. I feel like I was really trying to think of just porn stars that I like, but then I started trying to think of porn stars that I just see in all of the banner ads.
Right. So that's a good list.
That tracks.
Lana Rhodes, by the way, 16 million Instagram followers.
Wow. Yeah. Like there's no way she's not worth more money than Jenna Jameson. Cause she also has like, I think probably one of the most popular OnlyFans accounts. Like,
yeah, I'm sure that list predates OnlyFans, which completely changed the game.
Yeah, it let people earn the money that they deserved. I love OnlyFans for that.
It took out the middleman. Got any other names for us before I rattle some off for you?
Emily Willis,
number 21. Emily Willis, good job.
I said Bella Danger. I didn't say Carly Gray.
Doesn't look like Carly Gray is on here.
Okay. There's somebody else that I was trying to think of that was really good looking. That's fine. I don't need to rack my brain for this. give me the other ones. Or give me a couple.
Number two is Monique Alexander.
Mm.
Three you got is Abella Danger. Number four is Danny Daniels.
Danny Daniels. I don't even know if I know Danny Daniels.
Five, you got Nicole Aniston. Six is Kimmy Granger.
Kimmy Granger. Very nice.
Seven is somebody named Desiree Dulce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good name. Eight, you got Riley Reid. Mm. Nine is a Gabby Carter.
Oh, yeah. Yep. For sure.
Yeah. That stands to reason.
Yeah.
Megan Rain. Great name.
Yep.
And rounding out the list of the top 12, you got Mia Malkova, but you missed Kenzie Taylor.
Oh, I said Kenzie Reeves. Yeah.
I see. You forgot she got married and changed her name.
To Tim the Toolman Taylor.
You said her maiden name, unfortunately. How do these names work? Like, they're all fake, right? They all get to choose?
Yeah. I think that they just, yeah, everybody just chooses. There's like, but I don't know. It seems like there's not a lot of thought that goes into it, because you would definitely try to be like, you know, getting that SEO, search engine optimization.
Right, like with a Nicole Aniston, sometimes they just shove two popular names together and they call it a day.
Yeah.
Nicole Aniston. Sometimes they, like, there's an Aaliyah Hadid on this list.
Oh, yeah, I know Aaliyah Hadid.
So they just, you know, took other famous people. Yep. And now it's like, I accidentally searched for me.
Right. That's interesting.
Then there's these, the alliteration, the Mia Malkova, the Jenna Jameson.
Yeah.
That style.
I like the alliteration, the Riley Reid.
Chloe Cherry is on this list.
Oh, good shit.
Rachelle Ryan is on this list.
Mm-hmm. But like, Rachelle Ryan and Chloe Cherry both seem like they're not super good SEO names, but maybe they are. Maybe there is more thought. I have no idea.
And then there's some that are just like barely even names. Like, there's somebody on this list named Karma RX. Have you heard of Karma RX?
I have, but I think like that seems, I guess that seems a little weird because RX is like a prescription thing.
Yeah,
but there is something too, just like the name being like Firebird 491. It's like, that's cool. You could search that.
Yeah, you
like, you'll only find me if you search that, and it's easy to remember.
I mean, it was not unlike creating the name for HeadGum. We had to create a name that like was available on every social media, that was easy to say and easy to spell, but didn't exist yet.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind HeadGum for your porn name.
That's not
Henry
bad.
HeadGum.
Henry HeadGum.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And can I add an RX to the end of it?
I was just trying to think of bad porn names, and I thought of one that might be on the list. Is Cassidy Banks on there?
Cassidy Banks?
I'm pretty sure that's a porn star.
No, there's no Cassidy on here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The few that we haven't named yet are Nicolette Shea.
Mm. I don't even know if I know her. Thank God.
Alina Lopez?
I know her.
Katrina Jade, sister of Ruby Jade.
Oh, I don't think I know her. I'm happy now when I don't know. Like, it's when I know people, it's like, that's just me really losing the quiz, because I knew them as porn stars and I didn't guess it. So that's bad. But it's nice when I don't know, because it's like, oh wow, I only know 22 of the top 23 porn stars.
Elsa Jean.
Oh, I love Elsa Jean. It's, by the way, like, do you know any of these people?
I have heard of Mia Malkova.
Oh my God. You haven't heard of anybody else on this list?
I really haven't.
I want to know if our fans are closer to me or closer to you. Like,
I'm sure there's all over the place. There are people who are like, oh, Jake only got 21. And there's people who are like, holy shit, Jake got 21. Because there's porn watching is so different and intimate. You never like watch with a friend, so you have no idea. Like, I'm not watching porn with anybody else. Mm-hmm. So I can't. With basketball, you discuss and dissect and analyze.
Right.
With porn, it's just very privatized.
You don't watch porn with Marty?
I'll watch porn with Marty, but like, we're not at a sports bar, right? Sort of high-fiving people.
Yeah. Totally. You don't watch porn at boys over at the bar down the street from you guys?
Well, occasionally watch it at the bar. Of
we're not high-fiving
at Barney's
though.
Beanery. I'm just not touching anyone there because of COVID protocols. We got one last name on here, and it's really probably the worst name, is Maitland Ward.
Oh,
Maitland.
No.
M-A-I-T-L-A-N-D.
Do you know who that is?
No.
She was straight up on Boy Meets World, and then she pivoted to porn.
Is that her real name, Maitland?
Yes, and I think that she did not, like, because she was famous before porn, she didn't come up with a porn name. So you just dislike her regular name, I think.
You know what? Then I switch back because I'm really impressed. Because I was going to say, why doesn't anybody use their regular name? And it's nice that this person, Maitland, did that.
Yeah, really owned it.
Who was she on Boy Meets World?
Eric and Sean's roommate? Eric and whoever Sean's brother was.
Oh, yeah. The taller, cool guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Lawrence brother?
Oh, yeah. Joey. No. God, which Lawrence brother was it? This is another fun quiz.
Matthew?
Yeah, Matthew Lawrence.
Wow, it's kind of cool that she,
he has an OnlyFans, actually.
To back into porn like that, that's a rare path, isn't it?
Yeah, I respect it. I respect everybody.
Shout out to Maitland. And you know what? I think we can say we all respect everybody in porn.
Yeah.
From Maitland Ward down to the fluffers.
That's right.
How are you feeling about how you did on this quiz?
I feel sad. I feel embarrassed. I feel...
But you're not supposed to... We're supposed to, like, you know, project that porn isn't shameful, embarrassing.
That's right.
It's just another thing.
Yeah. No. This is healthy and good.
Yeah.
And I'm actually a beacon. I am an idol, an icon for what I've done here.
Thank you for lending your thoughts, feelings, mm-hmm. attitudes, and memory towards this porn quiz. Episode 3 of Testing will be back next week. Who knows what you'll be testing me on?
Oh, yeah.
You could just test my memory and give me the same quiz, and I'll see how many I can
remember. That's perfect. Yeah.
I mean, I'm for sure going to get Maitland.
Yeah, because then we get to talk about porn again, and you can excel. It's perfect. Yeah.
All right. See you next week, everybody. Or Monday, I should say. See you Monday, everybody.
Ciao.
That was a HeadGum Original.